Welcome to the Chronicle headlines for September 29th. I'm John McGowan.
And I'm Gus McCruz.
A new exhibit at the Museum of Contemporary Photography is exploring how love is expressed in relationships and varying life circumstances. A response to the loss of physical and emotional connections during the COVID-19 pandemic, Love, Still Not the Lesser, expands on the theme of societal relationships using photography by 12 international artists. Deputy Director Karen Irvine said that the museum's exhibit often addresses difficult subjects, but love is different.
We do so many exhibitions here that are very kind of socially and politically minded and address oftentimes address kind of difficult subject matter, but we like to have a balance and tone, let's say. And so love was just a very positive message at a time where it felt like people were craving a more optimistic topic.
What are your thoughts on this one, Cosme?
This one definitely hit real close to home because, ironically enough, I'm actually in a long-distance relationship myself. So it's definitely understandable. You know, you can talk to your partner, you can see them on FaceTime, you can hear their voice on the phone all you want, but the distance is something that you just can't make easy no matter how long you talk to them. So to see those pictures and actually, like, see that, hey, there are other people in the same position as myself and as my partner, if anyone can do it, then why can't we, you know?
Yeah, for sure. You want to take us into the next story?
No problem. The new director of counseling service, Britt Hadjden, says she is rebuilding the office, which faced understaffing challenges during the pandemic. According to her, the counseling service office was in a place of recovery and transition when she was hired earlier this year. She says counseling services need to help students in a broader way.
And what's important to me is that the services in here are not just geared to the student, but geared to the person who is engaging in this space as a student, but also engages with life outside of here.
What do you think, John?
So I haven't used Columbia's counseling services. I have, however, used them at a different school during the pandemic. So I've done the whole, like, virtual counseling thing, and I'll say it sucks. who knows? Maybe it's worked for other people, obviously. But I think it's good that they're kind of moving towards a, you know, back to the way it was, I guess.
If I were in that position to require it, I think I would, for the most part, appreciate the fact that at least someone's trying to hear me out, trying to understand what it is I'd be going through or whatnot, even if it is on the other side of the screen.
I'm also really interested in what she's saying about gearing their services not just to their people's student lives, but their, like, whole lives or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like it could be something very helpful.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm excited to see where it goes.
Likewise. Well, I hope you're not hungry, John, because La Crónica is coming in with some awesome restaurant recs.
Uh-oh.
This week, La Crónica published a series of stories commenting on Latin-owned restaurants around Chicago. Nelly's, Mi Corazón, Panadería Nuevo León, and Los Comales. To tell us more about it, we've got staff reporter Lisette Medina.
How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
First off, which restaurant did you write about?
So I reported on Nelly's, and it's located on Division in Humboldt Park.
And why Nelly's?
So when we were originally coming up with restaurants to report on, we kind of wanted to try to do restaurants in different areas in Chicago. So I did Humboldt Park. I know another reporter did Little Village, and I think Pilsen.
You'd have to imagine Pilsen, right? I mean, there's a lot of good Latino food down there.
Yeah, just kind of neighborhoods with a high, like, population of Hispanic, you know, Latino people. And yeah, I settled on Nelly's. It's a really, Kim helped me look into the restaurant. It's actually been there since 2006, so it's one of the longest restaurants there, and it also has a rich history and great Puerto Rican food.
Awesome. So, Lisette, what was something that you learned from working on the story, and was there anything that inspired you after?
Yeah, definitely. So coming into the article, I was really expecting to talk mostly about, you know, who owns the restaurant, how it came about, and about the food. But my story quickly changed into sort of the gentrification within Humboldt Park and how that restaurant has been, you know, making efforts to support its community through that. And I guess I learned that, you know, your stories can change. And I was really inspired by, like, their efforts. You know, it's not just a restaurant with good food, but a restaurant that's really making efforts to combat the gentrification and, you know, keep its Puerto Rican pride through all of that. And I think that's great. You know, they do a lot of things to support their community, like give food to the local food banks, and yeah.
Well, thank you for coming into the studio today.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks
thank
for having
you so
me.
Much.
Yeah.
That's all for this week. Be sure to read the full stories at ColumbiaChronicle.com and sign up for our newsletter at ColumbiaChronicle.com/newsletter. I'm Cosme Cruz.
And I'm John McGowan.
Thanks for listening.